Missiles fired by U.S. drones killed at least 6 people today and wounded about 20 others in a Pakistani village near the Afghan border. Meanwhile, Islamic militants have resorted to using children to carry out suicide attacks in the country. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The missiles fired on Monday near Pakistan's Afghan border targeted a religious school founded by an old friend of Osama bin Laden, Jalaluddin Haqqani. He and his son, who has been leading the Taliban faction, have been linked to a number of attacks this year, including an attempt to kill the Afghan president and a bold attack on a luxury hotel in Kabul. Elsewhere in the troubled Northwest, a 16-year-old boy wearing a suicide jacket and carrying a hand grenade was arrested on Monday, about 30 miles east of the site where a suicide bombing Saturday killed 35 people.
We have had increasing reports from Pakistan and different parts of Afghanistan where children are abducted and taken for the use of different religious groups and different small splinter groups.
Sarah Crowe is the regional chief of communications for UNICEF South Asia. She spoke about how easily children find themselves involved in suicide missions.
Sometimes they're taken from ordinary schools. Sometimes they're trained at madrasas. Sometimes they're given over by family members themselves in the belief that they will be educated as good Muslims. So it's very varied. It can differ from case to case.
While some minors are trained by religious groups from a young age and feel the fervor of religious conviction, others are unaware of their actions, brainwashed by their elders to believe that they will survive. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.